Well, good morning. It's 11:27 on Sunday, April the 6th, 20. Is that right? Yeah, April the 6th, 2024. Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. 11:27 on Sunday, April the 6th, 2025. Here on a partly cloudy morning. In the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah. It's almost 50 degrees. And so I really, after several days of sub-freezing weather, I got up this morning, it was 22 degrees. We haven't quite had the last frost here yet. I suspect we'll have a few more before it's done. But after the last couple of days of rain and snow, yes, rain and snow, and 20 degree weather, I figured I had to get out. It's a sunny day. Anyway, mostly sunny. The clouds, such as they are very high, very thin. It's a lovely morning. It's a lovely spring day. I saw a few crocuses this morning in the various gardens around. Almost everything is budded up. Some has put out small leaves already. The bulbs are putting forth lovely green fronds, but for the most part, there's no blossom action happening yet. I'll try to get a picture of it when it happens. And I'm operating on only one ear this morning. For some reason, my left hearing aid did not charge overnight. Probably because I didn't have it seated correctly in its little holster charging station. It's happened a couple of times where I've been in a hurry to put them in their box and not actually check to make sure that they were connected and charging. Usually it's the right one, but this morning it was the left. And I didn't notice it until I started out and turned on Pandora, and I only had music, very loud music, in one ear. So I went back and dropped the left one in the charger. But then turned around and came right back out because I need to walk. It's a breezy morning. It's not too breezy here down in the neighborhood. But I suspect I will run into it again when I get out onto the street. Get on the eastward reach. And I suspect I'll have the wind either in my face or at my back. Good morning. I can feel it trying to sneak up my back under my shirt. Fitbit says 20-minute mile. I believe that. I'm a little winded. It was interesting not having anything playing in my ears for the first mile. Just the sounds of nature and a lot of traffic. not too bad. Sunday morning, most of the Christians are either hiding at home and hoping nobody notices, or at church already. So, well, as I suppose, some of them are planning on going this afternoon or this evening, or hit up early morning or something. I actually don't mean to be casting shade on Christians. Christian nationalists, that's a different issue. I'm not going to get into that right now. So I have been writing the last couple of 3 days, 4 days. I've been taking joy in my writing again. It's been a long time since I've sat down and thought, well, let's have a little fun here. Which is probably why it's been a long time since I sat down and said, let's have a little fun. Or that I saw writing as an opportunity to have fun. As opposed to focusing on productivity and consistency, which are now I realize somewhat problematic in terms of applying it to writing. I have so much daily writing. I do so much writing daily. No, that's not true. I write something every day. I write a haiku every morning. I know I've talked about this before. I write a haiku and then I write one positive thought. 500 characters. It has to fit on Mastodon. In a single post. It has to end with the hashtag today. Because that's where all of the people talking about what they're doing today or what they've done today or what they plan to do today. That's where they post. And some media companies have started using the today tag, and that's a good way to get blocked. It's like, no, this is not for media companies to post about today. The morning headlines, no. It's for a place where people go to post, not companies. So it's kind of nice. Several people that I follow post something every day. Whether it's what they're doing in the garden, or one guy, I think he's in England, posts about his bike riding. He has to get in so many miles a day, either outside or inside. Is this guy spraying? He is. Shit. He's got a backpack bottle. I can smell it. He's a good 20 yards ahead of me, and I can smell it from here. Nothing like a good snoot full of herbicide first thing in the morning. That'll teach me for waiting until it's actually warm enough to get out and walk comfortably, because there's always something. Let's see if I can get this guy a wide enough berth to walk down the middle of the street. Oh God, he's spraying in the street, the gutter, and of course there's traffic everywhere now. I don't want to walk where he's spraying. speed up and get by him. Morning. My water bottle. Okay, heading east. Some mirror stales showing up there this morning. Amongst the high thin clouds, cirrostratus. Ooh, some dandelions. Just a few. There's a lot of incipient dandelion action happening here. There's a lot of green leaves poking up through. But there were only two or three yellow flowers. Early bee food. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Still hanging in at a 20-minute mile. Turns out I did not actually need the extra fleece this morning. The regular fleece would have been sufficient. The sun is pretty warm. Somebody chirping up a storm up there. Some sort of flowering tree. Looks like it kind of might be a dogwood. I suppose it could be a crabapple, but I don't remember seeing crab apples on that tree, so it's probably darkwood. Still playing it shrouded. Played a little bit this morning. My wife has wandered off to play her solo game, so I'm playing solo too. We still have our joint game. I'm about half a level behind her. She hit level max the last time we were out. She did a lot of mining while I was not online. Guy's edging got pulled up. That's going to be a pain to put back in. I need to try to get rid of one of these shirts. I can take this one off without disrupting anything, I think so. There we go. That's a little better. These are dogwoods, definitely dogwoods. What am I reading? I finally finished catching up with the series that I was working it through. And looked around for some other stuff and found a series that I had started a long time ago. It's a cultivation novel that is pure Wuxia No portal, no game, just pure cultivation. Yersilla is the author. The name is Forge of Destiny, Volume 2. And the author is it's a Royal Road Wattpad game, Wattpad story. The author's name is Yersilla, Yrsilla. I will post it with the show notes. Show notes. Whatever. Note to self. If the sun is out, you don't need the extra shirt. I like having a pocket. Let's not downplay the opportunity to stick my water bottle in the spare pocket instead of what I will have to do later in the season, and that's walk with it in my hand. Green shrubbery showing up down in the swale. Air life chopper lounging around, training in familiarization flight, probably. Ooh, I'm dizzy. Oh, hello, hawk. Long tail, white band around his tail. Cooper's hog, maybe. Guy on the skateboard, I don't know where he is.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. With a big ass burrito stand. I know where he's coming from. There's a burrito joint down the street here. Fuzzies. I've had the burritos a couple times. They're not bad. They are very large. Honestly, giant burrito sounds pretty good right now. I'm going to have to go home and have lunch before I post this, or at least get something warming up while I'm playing games with the files. A little added incentive to pick up the pace here. The last 100 feet to the door. I can do it. I can do it. It's a nice broad-brimmed map. I could get one of those.
Morning.
I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.